You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Sometimes my wife says, okay, are we making early Shabbos or late Shabbos? And she's helping me, I'm going to say late Shabbos. And I say, no, I want to make early Shabbos. And she says, oh, yeah, I have so much more cooking to do, and I didn't shower yet, and I didn't take care of this, and I have to, you know, check on that. And I say, no problem, I'll go to shul, and I'm not going to be home for another hour. So
remember?
Starts. So the question is that true? Or is it that when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, she has to be a Kabbal Shabbos? Well, first of all, if she's married to me, maybe the halacha should follow the husband. Maybe this should be an area where the halacha also. Wait, could you, Mr. David, are you on? Could you just mute yourself? Maybe she doesn't have to follow me because maybe I could do whatever I want. She could do it if she wants. Maybe she does have to follow me. So in order to do that, we have to have two, we're going to have this shiur in two steps. The first step is going to be in general, can I ask a guy or a Jew to do malacha when I am a Kabbal Shabbos? Second half of the shiur, if we get to it, will be, can I ask my wife? Or can my wife do malacha after her husband in a Kabbal Shabbos? There's more lamdas in the first part. The second part is more the achron, and the first part is more rishon. So the first part we talked about is, let's say I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, and I spoke about this Mechamarav, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, and I realize I didn't, we sit down to the dining room table, and it's Shvitzer, which happens often, and I say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it's going to be so hot, let's set the alarm, let's set the air conditioner, go to the next door neighbor, they make late Shabbos, and let's ask them to fix our air conditioner. Or as we go wash from the TLC Adayim, we go into the kitchen, we see the crock pot is on too high, and we say, oh, it's going to burn, let's quickly call the next door neighbor to turn the crock pot down. Assuming that the cleaning ladies are no longer in the house, it's already 7, 8 o'clock at night, so if our next door neighbor is Jewish, from, they're going to be Kabbal Shabbos later. Can I do that? So before we get to that, we have to learn a different halacha, and that is, what about asking a guy to do malacha during Ben HaShemashos? Or what happens to asking a guy to do malacha when I was making early Shabbos? That would be the easiest. It's not Shkir yet. It's an hour before Shabbos. I made early Shabbos, and all I want to do is ask a Gentile. So can I do that? Once we do that, we'll be able to figure out what happens if it's already Shabbos. And then once I do that, I can figure out what happens if it's a Jew. So let's see one step at a time. So look at your source number one, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you're allowed to tell a guy, Mutter Loma Eino Yehudi Bein Hashmashos Lahad Likner Letzor Shabbos. Now, that doesn't mean that you can tell a guy to do whatever you want during Bein Hashmashos, but after Shkia, while still Bein Hashmashos, you can ask a guy to do something, even a Doraisa like Lahad Likner, if it is the Tzor Shabbos. Not only Tzor Shabbos, V'chein Loma Lola Asos Kol Malacha Shilu Tzorach Mitzvah. Anything that's a mitzvah. For example, let's say you have to tie a knot around your lulav. You didn't do it on Erev Sukkot. It's now Bein HaShemashos. You're just in the Kabbal Yontif of Sukkot. And something has to be done for your sukkah, for your lulav. So you could ask you got to do it, Bein HaShemashos. Or, Shur Tar V'nech Bazaleh. It's not Litzor Shabbos. It's not Litzor Mitzvah. But it's something that I want to take care of, that I need to take care of, that I'm very frustrated if I wouldn't take care of it. Let's say there was a stock that I was watching all day long in the, you know, and it's an early Shabbos. Shabbos is at 4:30, and whatever. It's a market that's still open. It's a European market. Does that work? Yeah. No, it's a Japanese market. It's a California market. There's a lot of other markets in California. Okay. I need to do something. I want it. I don't have a stock. I wanted to sell it. I wanted to buy it. If I don't sell it, I'm going to be messed up. So it's not Tzorach Mitzvah. It's not Tzorach Shabbos. But I'm very torahed. I want to be able to get rid of the stock before it, whatever it is. So I'm also allowed to have a guy sell it during Bein HaShemashos. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Gimel. Why? Because the Isra of Amri L'Nachri is only an Isra D'Rabban. It's a Shavuos. And look what I underlined. The low goes through three things. Al Shavuos, Bein HaShemashos, Tzorach Mitzvah. If something's only an Isra D'Rabban, and it's during Bein HaShemashos, and it's Tzorach Mitzvah, then the Chachamim never made this Isra D'Rabban. And therefore, if I want to do Amri L'Nachri, which is only an Isra D'Rabban, and it's Tzorach Mitzvah, and the Spanish Rashas, I could go ahead and I could ask a guy to do. Now comes the Mishnah Brura and says, how much of a mitzvah does it have to be? How much of a mitzvah does it have to be? So I'm not going to get into the details, but if you look at the square that block bullet point, he tells you that, what about a yahrzeit candle? A yahrzeit candle, if yontif comes, it's a yahrzeit, it's a yizkor yontif, and you forgot to light the candle. So, okay, maybe you don't, a Jew shouldn't light it. Or certainly on Shabbos you can't. But what about asking a guy? So if it's still being hashmashos, and it's asking a guy, so it's asking guys only to Rabbanon, ben hashmashos, and it's the tzorach mitzvah. But wait a second, is your right lighting your side candle the tzorach mitzvah? You tell me. It's a nice minhag. So says the Mishnah Brura, people take it very seriously. People take it very seriously. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, even though it's not the Tzorach Mitzvah, but it's the Tzorach Gadol, because people take it so seriously, they get very freaked out about it, very nervous about it. So that's considered Tzorach Gadol. The Mishnah Brura says you can ask a guy to light a candle, lighting is deraisa. Ask a guy to light is drabana, if it's ben hashmash. Fine, that's considered Tzorach Gadol. Fine.
What does it do? The meaning is that you should light a candle, or does it help someone
else? Let's back into the lumpness of Yotze candles. Comes the Ramah, and now the Ramah is bringing the issue a little bit more close to home. That's talking about Ben Hashmashos. Okay, what about before Shabbos, around the Kabbal Shabbos early? V'chein, says Ramah in source number two, Misha Kibbal Shabbos Halav Sha'achas Abeis Kodem Hashrecha, if you're Kabbal Shabbos early, certainly you could tell a guy to do Malacha. So there's no Isra of Amir L'Nachri before Shabbos, because I'm even allowed to do malacha. I'm even allowed to ask a guy to do malachas during Ben Hashmashos, certain malachas. Before Shabbos starts, definitely I could ask a guy to do whatever I need. We're not going to be more machmir on Tosefes Shabbos, the early Shabbos, than I am on Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos is allowed the tzara certainly before. Fine. Now that is all talking about to a guy. Because so Tosefes Shabbos is a machlokes if it's machlokes is drabanan daraisa. If you assume Tosefes Shabbos is a daraisa, it's still only a daraisa because you're mekabelim. The Ben Hashmashos, you're saying Ben Hashmashos is a suffering. So you're saying Ben Hashmashos might not. So the Rama says not like you think. Because Ramon says, yeah, so Ramon is telling us that Ben Hashmashos is more chomer than even if he held his. So that's what it says. It's more, that if it's mutter during Ben Hashmashos, it's only mutter in Tosefes. That's what Ramon is passing. So now we talked about Ben Hashmashos and Erev Shah and Tosefes Shabbos, the Gabi Agai. What about Yisra? Okay. Comes the Gemara in Shabbos. This I mentioned a week ago, and now we're going to get into it. This is a very geschmacka piece of lamdas. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Aleph Amud Aleph, says the following. It's Shabbos afternoon. I am situated in my area, in my wherever I live, in my Tchum Shabbos, and I scream across the river to a Jew on Shabbos, and I say, you have a tchum that allows you to go eastwards. My tchum only allows me to go westwards. Do me a favor. I have a property eastwards where you could go and I can't go. Could you go over there and check out my property? Make sure that the robbers aren't stealing my grains or my harvest where you're allowed to go. Can I ask him to do that? A Jew. I can't go there because it would be out of the tchum for myself. Hold on a second. So if I would go there myself, I'd be with Chal Shabbos. But for him, he's allowed to go there. So can I ask him to do that which he's allowed to do, that which I'm not allowed to do? Says the Gemara explicitly, Mutter Lomar L'chaveru, on Shabbos, you can tell your friend, Shmor li perush betchumcha, do me a favor, you check my perus that are in your tchum, and I'll do the same for you. That's going to be Mutter. Based on that, the Rashba says the following. Rashba says, let's analyze this case that we just said. I'm not allowed to go to that tchum, but you are allowed to go to that tchum. And it's permitted. You know what that's very similar to? Where else is there a case that on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do something, and you are allowed to do something? Early Shabbos. So the Rashba says, we have a raya from here, from this Gemara, the story about tchum, that if it's Shabbos for me, but it's mutter for you to do, I could ask you to turn on the air conditioner. I could ask you to turn on the crock pot, so adjust the crock pot. Just like I could ask you to do what's in your tchum, so I could ask you to, when you're not Mekabel Shabbos yet, to do malacha that I can't do. That's the chiddush of the Rashba.
Who said that's the difference? If you decided...
Oh, that's the next line. That's the next line. That's the next line, exactly. That might be the next line. Comes the Ram and says, look what I underlined. What I underlined in source number 5 is, based on this halacha that you could ask your friend to go into his tchum, even though you can't, based on that, mehasham in Yisrael, shukibol alav Shabbos kodem shachashecha, a Jew who made early Shabbos, mutu lomar even li Yisrael chavero, to another Jew, to do malacha, because the other Jew was not mekabel Shabbos, it's mutu for the other Jew, that's going to be mutu. Comes around and says, no, you can't learn from tchum Shabbos to apply it to turning on electricity and to turning on the flames and turning on air conditioning. This is a special leniency only, not a general rule that you can ask a Jew who's not obligated to do that which you are obligated in. It's a very specific halacha in Tum Shabbos. Why? Look what he says at the end of the line of Sefer. In Hanidon Domel Araya, the two things that the source is not comparable to that which you're extending it to. The source, meaning the halacha of Tum Shabbos, is not comparable to your application to ask a Jew to do malacha during an early Shabbos. Why? Top line on page 4. Dishani hacha, Tum Shabbos is different. Why? You know why you're allowed to ask a Jew to go out of your Tum, which is in his Tum? Shem yeshom burganin harehu atzmo shomer. If only, I'm asking you, let's see, Menachem's on the other side of the room. I'm asking Menachem, go over in your tchum. You know what? If there were little huts for me, every 70 amos to where Menachem is, I'd be able to do it myself. As opposed to Bishul on Shabbos, who could do it? Nobody. Bishul is a malach by definition. Electricity is a malach by definition. Walking out of the tchum, depends where you are. It could be made mutters for me if in a certain situation, there's no situation I'm allowed to do bishul on Shabbos. There's no situation I'm allowed to do electricity on Shabbos. Again, I'm going to go up now. But there is a situation where I could walk to visit my far out fruits to the east if the situation was such that there would be a little living settlement every 70 amos. I could walk to there myself. By the way, Tchum Shabbos, do you realize that you could walk from Valley Stream, coming from Valley Stream to Euclid, to Woodmere, to Cedarhurst, to Lawrence, to Far Rockaway, to Queens, to Brooklyn, over the Brooklyn Bridge, from the bottom of Manhattan to the top tip of Manhattan to Washington Heights, and then there's a machlokes, you might be able to go to Fort Lee over the bridge. That's already a shadow. Do you know how far that is? That's 30 miles, or 35 miles. From the edge of 40 miles from Valley Stream to Washington Heights, it's 40, 45 miles easy, and it's all within the Tchum Shabbos. Why? Because of this line, because they're burgeoning, there's continuous settlement throughout the entire length of... That's a question. Could you walk to Atlantic Beach? I don't want to get into that. I don't know the definition. Okay, right. That could be. It depends on the length or the distance. The length... The distance. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not saying yes, no. I'm just pointing out. What do we see? We see that walking on Shabbos is not objectively usur. It depends on the situation. Sometimes you could walk very far. When there's no halacha settlement, then you can't walk very far. So says the Ram, the reason why you're allowed to ask a Jew to check out my properties far east, because it's something that in certain circumstances you could do yourself. And if you could do the malacha yourself, then you could ask a Jew to do the malacha for you. As opposed to, when I make early Shabbos, could I do myself turning on or adjusting the air conditioning? Could I myself change the crack button? No. There's never a possibility once it's Shabbos for me to do that. And therefore, what do we have? The Ran says it's Aser. To before Shabbos, ask a Jew to do Malacha. So Halacha Maaseh, let's stop here. Before Shabbos, I come home, I sit down at my table early Shabbos, the sun is starting to go down, it's hot. Could I ask a Jew to turn on the air conditioner? The Rashba says yes. And the Ran says, no, you're only allowed to ask somebody to do walks from Shabbos because that's not a real Malacha. But a real Malacha you cannot ask a Jew to do is Machlokas. How are we paskin in that Shaila? Before we paskin, comes the Beis Yosef and says, wait a second. Mr. Ran, you're being machmir and you're saying I'm not allowed to walk to a Jew. I'm sorry. Mr. Ran, you're saying I'm not allowed to ask a guy to do malach, I'm not allowed to ask a Jew to do malach on Shabbos, Mr. Ran? Wait a second. In the same way, it's possible for me to walk very far if there would be little houses along the way. Well, guess what? If it's early Shabbos, you're telling me it's not possible to do malacha? Yeah, it is. If I learned to be Mekabel Shabbos early. If I wanted to be Mekabel Shabbos early, then I could have done malacha. So, what? You weren't Mekabel Shabbos. Right. But he's saying, if you want to tell me the whole reason why malacha is mutter because it said that you could do, well, in early Shabbos, you could also theoretically do malacha if you hadn't been with Kabbal Shabbos. What? It happened already. I hear that. Dr. Marin, could you just turn off your... I'm sorry, if you could just turn off your...
Turn this off.
Yeah, turn it off for a minute.
Okay, sure. So says the Beis Yosef, look at source number 8. He quotes the Ran who says it's Aser because the Ran said it's Aser because it's only a Halheter and Tchum Shabbos, and the Rashba says it's Mutre as somebody before but when you Mekabel Shabbos early. And then he says the Beis Yosef, Einim Even Dvarav, I don't understand the Ran's concern. So Hachanami Ikal Meim Imloho Yom Mekabel Shabbos. In the same way, if there would have been settlement, you could walk as far as you want. Well, whenever you make early Shabbos, if you wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos early, you could go as far as you want. I'm sorry, if you wouldn't have been Mekabel Shabbos early, you could have turned on the air conditioner. And you could have turned on the adjusted the crock pot. Okay, that's the svara of the Beis Yosef. Comes the Daki Moshe Ramah and says a fabulous svara. And this svara is what I spoke about at Maariv tonight. And he says, the svara that we just said, this Ran, who's being machmir, who says, no, the only time that you're allowed to do something is if it's mutter to you. But if it's usher to you, you can't do it anymore. And the reason why you could allow to do Tchum Shabbos, tell somebody to go Tchum Shabbos, is you could have gone on Tchum Shabbos. Says the Daki Moshe, according to this logic, there should be a difference between making early Shabbos and keeping a late Shabbos. Why? Because making an early Shabbos, once you're Mekabel early Shabbos, is there anything you could do? You're locked in. But Matzei Shabbos, if you're keeping late Shabbos, at any point, what you want to turn on the car, you want to turn off the lights, you want to pull out the plug. Let's say you want to pull out the plug from the crack pot on Saturday night. Pull out the plug from the hot plate once you shot this. But you didn't make Havdalah yet. Could I ask another Jew to do it? I could. I'm not saying Baruch Hamadon now. But since I could say Baruch Hamadon, I myself could pull out the plug. Even if I don't say Baruch Hamadon, I'm allowed to ask another Jew to pull out the plug for me. Because it's a malach that I could do if I want. Even if I'm not going to say Baruch Hamadol, since if I want to say Baruch Hamadol, I could pull out the plug. This malacha is not off limits for me. This malacha is within my purview. And that's only true on Matzei Shabbos. So says the Daki Moshe, according to the Ran, who says you cannot ask a Jew to do malacha before Shabbos, you can ask a Jew to do malacha after Shabbos.
This is illegal?
No, it's the geder of what you're allowed to tell, what you're allowed to, the geder of asking somebody to do work for you. The geder of asking somebody to do work for you is anything that you can't do yourself, you can't ask someone else to do for you. If something is fundamentally, you could do it yourself in a certain circumstance, then you're allowed to ask another Jew who's permitted to do it for you. Okay. How do we pass it? We really just presented a machlokas. Ron says you can't ask a Jew to do malacha when you make holy Shabbos. Rashi says you can. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Source number 10 of Shulchan Aruch says he only presents one opinion, but he presents it as a Yesh Omrim. What does it mean when Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Omrim, but doesn't present a different opinion? What that means is it is a machlokas, but this is how I pass it. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yesh Omrim. And again, he's only going to present one opinion, though. Shemisha kibul lav Shabbos kodem chashef. If you made an early Shabbos, mutter. Wow. Oh, thank God. He's being makel. It is permitted. Lomar li Yisrael chavero lasos malacha. If you make early Shabbos, Avi, you hear that you make early Shabbos, it's mutter for you to ask the neighbor to turn on the air conditioning. Not only that, but you're allowed to get hana from that malacha either. You know, sometimes a situation happens, but you're not allowed to get malacha, I mean, hana from it. Says Ramah, you're even allowed to get hana from that malacha. Good. Now, I found a tremendous chumrah. What? No tzarech whatsoever. No tzarech godo, no tzarech mitzvah, no hefsid, no anything, no nothing. Why? Because he's passing like the Rashba. That shit is something that the Rashba understood that you could tell somebody that which is mutter for him to do, even if it's also for you to do. And since he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, it's mutter for him to do. You could ask him to do it for you. Now, I found a big chumrah. And the Dirshim Mishabru quotes the following. It says in the Ten Commandments that you have to keep Shabbos. It also says in the Ten Commandments that your son has to keep Shabbos. That means part of your keeping Shabbos is something called Shvisas Beno, that you have to see to it that your son, who's your son? It can't be your bar mitzvah because that's you. You're the you once it's a bar mitzvah. So who's your son in the Ten Commandments? Your son means a katan. So it's asumi d'oraisa to ask your katan to do malach on Shabbos. Asumi d'oraisa. Ten Commandments. Asumi d'oraisa to ask your son to do malach. Suggests, who does he quote here? The Chavos Yair in his Sefer Makor Chaim, that if you're Mekabel Shabbos, part of your Shabbos is to not tell your son to do malacha. So even if you're Mekabel Shabbos, you can't ask your son to be Mekabel Shabbos. I can ask any Jew in the world to be Mekabel Shabbos except my son. Because my son is part of me telling my son to do Shabbos, to be Mekabel Shabbos, is breaking my keeping Shabbos. Fascinating. Let's see that inside. Avalam hoyezeh b'no, kosav hamakor chayim, once the father made early Shabbos, comes, however, the Shas Chu Shet Levi, that's what Vazna says, no. Shvisas Beno, when I have the Torah in the Ten Commandments says, I have to make sure my son keeps Shabbos, that means I have to make sure my son doesn't drive, doesn't cook, doesn't write on Shabbos. It doesn't mean that I have to make sure that he doesn't do malacha when he wasn't yet Mekabel Shabbos. If I was Mekabel Shabbos, my son wasn't. So my keeping Shabbos doesn't mean I have to make sure that he keeps Shabbos when I do. I have to make sure he doesn't do malachas. But if he didn't keep Shabbos yet, it's not keeping Shabbos for him. If it's 6:35, 6:45 on a Friday afternoon when the sun is out and he's playing ball because he doesn't want to make early Shabbos, so he's not breaking Shabbos. Because I want to make early Shabbos, so I have to make sure that he keeps Shabbos. Why? That's not part of Shvisas Shabbos. And therefore, that's not going to be that which the father in the Ten Commandments says that the father has to make sure his son keeps Shabbos. That's not breaking Shabbos. It's not Shabbos yet. Okay. Now, we have some very geshmak shailas that the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, in his Sefer Shulchan Aruch Harav, raises. How do we, what did we just say? We just said that if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, you could tell another Jew to do whatever you want. Why? Because it's mutter for him. So I could say something that's mutter for another Jew to do. And not only that, but I can even get hana from it. So listen to this.
I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early. I have a package that has to be picked up at UPS Friday afternoon. Can I ask you to pick it up? To drive there and pick it up? 100% mutar l'chatchila, according to the Shulchan Aruch. It is Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon, 6:30. I was Mekabel Shabbos already. And I don't know, the UPS is open late tonight, this Friday, because it's before Juneteenth, and they have to have extra hours before Juneteenth because of the Chag, the upcoming Chag. They could be closed for the Yontif for Juneteenth, so they have to open an extra hour to Friday afternoon. So I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early. I could ask you, Mr. Klinkowitz, drive to UPS and pick up my package for me. Mutar l'chatchila, right? Yes. Listen to the question of Shulchan Aruch Rav. An avel is not allowed to work. Is an avel allowed to ask other people to do work for him, for his business? No. No.
Why?
Because work is being done for the avel. What's the nature of the Isser?
Yeah.
The Avel has an Isser Malacha. Avel is not allowed to do his business. Chora. Yes, that's why it's a Moed Katan. The Isser Malacha of an Avel is like the Isser Malacha of a... It doesn't mean he can't turn on the lights. It means he can't do business. So could an Avel ask... somebody to take care of this or this in the store? No.
Bring me a bottle of soda.
What?
Bring me a bottle of soda. Means that's.
An avil is not prohibited to. That I think even an avil could do because that's for what he needs. Look at the bottom line of the bottom page 14. Zot shofan acharav the kunches achron smereisam gimel tzarat iyun. Even though the one who he's asking is not an avelus, it's mutter for him. So how come here you're allowed to tell, when you're the Kal Shabbos, you could ask another Jew to do whatever you want. But an avel can't ask another Jew to do whatever he wants. Furthermore, this is a more Lundisha question that gets into a little bit your question, Avi, about how does it work that, why is it mutter that if I'm allowed to ask you to do work. When I was in the Kabbal Shabbos, you were in the Kabbal Shabbos. Can I ask you a question? Whatever happened to Shlichus? I'm a Yisrael and you're a Yisrael, right? So if I ask you, Avi, I'm Jewish, you're Jewish, the Shlichus to a Jew. If I ask you to do something, that means what you do counts as though I do. Sorry? Okay, but why shouldn't his question is if it's usher, if it's why, how could it be mutter for me to ask you to do malacha? If I'm asking you to do malacha for me and only for me, you wouldn't do it for anyone else. For example, I'm asking you come into my house and turn on the Orleans air conditioner because I'm hot. But I'm asking you to do it. It's as though isn't that as though I did it? You're saying there's a chalos. If there's a chalos, that's where there's a din shlichus. Here there's no chalos. Okay. These are the questions that the Shulchan Aruch Rav asks about this heter. Did you buy it? So I want you to buy something. I want you to, let's say, let's say I want to give a get. I want to give a get. So it's Shabbos. I make early Shabbos. I can't give the get. Can I ask you to give my wife the get for me? Mutar l'chatchila. What do you mean? I just violated the Issur d'Rabbanan of giving get on Shabbos. Why isn't there a problem with shlichus? Okay, that's a fascinating question. Now, let's take this one step further before we get to the wife question. Motzei Shabbos, and this is what Avi asked a few minutes ago, a lot of people keep Rabbeinu Tam. There are two kinds of people in the world. There are three kinds of people in the world. The people who don't keep Rabbeinu Tam. We're not going to talk about that. There are two kinds of people who keep Rabbeinu Tam. There are people who keep Rabbeinu Tam because they hold like Rabbeinu Tam.
And then there's the people, the frumaks, that they just want to be machmer. So people love being machmer. So they're going to be machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. Now, let's just clarify one thing. When do you know if you're just being machmer or you actually keep Rabbeinu Tam? If after Yom Kippur you wait 72 minutes before you eat, before you break your fast, then we know that you're holding for real. Or if you smoke after Shkia on Friday afternoon, then we also know that you really hold Rabbeinu Tam for real. Okay, don't smoke. Now comes the, I have to be careful, my son's here, so. No smoking, no vaping, no drug. Right. So let me ask you a question. Somebody keeps Rabbeinu Tam, and Shabbos is over, it's within the, but it's not 72 yet. It's, let's say, 55, 60 minutes. And he asks someone else who finished, let's say you're leaving shul. You're leaving shul, and the gabbai is machmir to keep Rabbeinu Tam. So he doesn't want to turn off the lights when he leaves shul. But you don't keep Rabbeinu Tam, you could do malacha. Could the gabbai, it's still Shabbos for him, he's machmir Rabbeinu Tam, could he ask you to turn off the lights? Well, let's say the father wants to make havdalah already, but he doesn't want to do the lighting the candle because he's machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. Could he ask, I don't know, whoever's there for havdalah to light the candle for him?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I also see an interesting child. He says, it's not going to be only hands involved in Shabbos. He says, you should not ask someone who's not
Uh huh, I hear. I hear that. I'd have to think that through. I don't know the answer. That's a good question. Is it the same as if I don't open bottles and I'm asking you to open bottles on Shabbos for me? I hear, I'm not sure. So says, look what I underlined from Rav Ozner. Look what Rav Ozner writes. Look what I underlined. If you hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, let's say you have Chassidus blood, you're a Satmer, you're a family Satmer, and you really hold. 72 is a real time. And you wait 72 minutes even for some Gedalia, you wait 72 minutes. And if you had your way, you'd smoke a cigarette on Friday afternoon after Shkia. So half an hour after Shkia, after it's dark already, you'd smoke a cigarette Friday afternoon, Friday evening, because it's not Rabbeinu Tam yet. But I mean, you don't really do that, because in America, even the Satmer doesn't do that. But in Europe, they used to do that. So if you really hold from Rabbeinu Tam, look what he says. The Hamasik Rabbeinu Tam, even though someone else already made Havdalah, if you hold it Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask somebody else. Because why? Because according to you, it's still Shabbos. It's not like Erev Shabbos where I made Shabbos early, you make Shabbos late. Here, I hold it is still Shabbos. I can't ask you to break what I hold as Shabbos. The question is going to be, what if somebody holds Rabbeinu Tam just lahachmir? He likes waiting 72 minutes. Why? Because it's safer. Daraisa, skila, he doesn't want to be on the safe side. That a lot of people like that. So there he says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you could ask somebody who made Havdalah ready to do malacha for you. That I'm not sure about. Okay, that's his question. Now, let's finish off the shiur tonight with 2 points. There'll be more than 2 points, but 2 shitas. And this is the shaila, does a wife have to follow a husband? So if you turn to page 6, source number 17, we have one of the most creative, I can't say it's one of the most creative, I'm not a buck in Moshe Feinstein's tshuvas, but a fascinating tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. And he was asked, when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, does my wife have to be a Kabbal Shabbos when I do? So let's say, we daven mincha here right at plug, 10 minutes before plug. We daven mincha 10 minutes before plug, so that mincha's over at plug. And then we could be mekabel Shabbos. But we're not mekabel Shabbos right at plug. We say Kabbalah Shabbos. About 10, let's say mincha's at 6:20, plug and mincha's 6:30. 6:30 is the earliest time you could light candles that we spoke about last week, except for the Aruch HaShulchan. So 6:30 is the earliest time you could light candles, that's plug and mincha. About 10 minutes later, they finish, they're up to Mizmor Shir, that's 6:40. That's when I, Uri Orlin, am mekabel Shabbos. My wife, does she have to light at 6:40? Or could she wait till I get home from shul, another half hour, 45 minutes, which gives her a lot more time to get ready? That's the shaila. Comes in motion.
What is the basis that the husband and wife have to hold anything to be safe? In other words,
That's part of this shaila. The answer to your question on the first level is that anything that relates to minhag, the wife follows the husband. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from a pasuk in Megillat Esther. How does the pasuk go? Ish sarer veso medaber lashon amo. That the man should be the one who sets the minhagim in the house. Let's say it like that. Safi, let's say it like that. Yeah. Pasuk and Esther. And minhagim follow the husband. Okay, there might be other sources also, but we're gonna get into that in the second shuba. Not Ramosh, but a second shuba. That's correct. Early Shabbos is not a minhag. So what is it? What is early Shabbos? It's not a minhag, unless you have a minhag. Yeah, it's not a minhag.
It's a lifestyle.
Lifestyle. I don't like the word lifestyle choice. Because I mean, yeah. Let's see what Ramosha says. Look what Ramosha says. I have it highlighted. He says, Pashut she'ena negres achrav. It's obvious she's not going to be pulled after him, as Safir is asking. Why? What's the tzad that it should be? Maybe it should be like a neder. Ooh, now we're talking. If a person's mekabalon, where in the Torah do you see a paradigm for something that's not aser that you make aser, like early Shabbos? Where do you see a paradigm for that construct in the Torah? Neder. Neder, you take something that's mutter, you make a kabbalah on yourself. Kabbalah, you hear the word kabbalah. You mekabalon on yourself something and it's binding. That's exactly what you're doing. You're making early Shabbos. It's like a neder. You're accepting a commitment upon yourself that you didn't have to. Ooh, okay. So if I make an edder, not eat chocolate chip cookies, does my wife have to go on a diet? The only problem is then I have to also not keep, then I also can't eat the chocolate chip cookies. No, that's garbage, says Ramosha. Just like I can't obligate my wife in an edder, if I want to make an edder, I do it. That has nothing to do with her. So if I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, if it works as a nether, so she shouldn't be bound by my nether. So he says, that's one thing. But he says, you know, maybe there's a different issue. Look at the second highlighted piece. And this he's going to actually hold at the end of the tshuva. Maybe there's a different issue. In the Ten Commandments, it says that, that you know who has to rest on Shabbos? You. Your animal, your child, your servant, and your maidservant. I'm not calling my wife any of those, but let's take an idea out of one of those. What's a maidservant? She's a woman who has an obligation to work for you. And I can't make her work on Shabbos. So if I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, remember we said before, maybe you can't tell your son to do work because that's a violation of the Ten Commandments. Maybe I can't ask my maidservant to work early, or to work either. Suggests Ramosha, if your wife is obligated to do certain things to care for you, let's say she has to cook a chicken soup for you. Let's say, a lot of things you have to do to her, but let's say she has to cook a chicken soup for you. So when she's cooking a chicken soup for you, she doesn't eat chicken soup, she hates chicken soup, she's a vegetarian. But she's cooking chicken soup for you, so as she's doing chicken soup for you, she's acting, God forbid, I'm not saying wife is a maidservant, but in that role of her, when she cooks the chicken soup for you, she's acting as someone who's has an obligation, a chiyuv, to serve her husband in this aspect. Hold on. Suggest Rav Moshe that maybe a woman, when her husband makes early Shabbos, she could shower, she could put on makeup, she could change the baby, and she could turn the lights in however she wants. What can't she do? She can't cook for you. Why? Because maybe that will be like an extension of that which it says in Aseret HaDibros, Mani Nafesh Ben Amasecha, that your maidservant can't do malacha. So again, we're not Chas Hashem calling a woman a maidservant. I don't want to get on record anything, but Moshe says a similar idea to that. A woman is obligated. She has a shibud, just like the maidservant has a shibud to do certain things for you. So a woman who is obligated to do certain things for her husband, maybe she can't do things for her husband. So in other words, when a husband makes early Shabbos, the only one who loses out is? You got it. He himself.
So he would ask her to lower the AC.
Because he likes it very cold and she doesn't, that would be a problem. If she likes it cold, she's doing it for herself. That would be fine.
Right. That's what Ramosha suggests. Chiddush Atzah. Can you imagine what we're coming out with? Do you realize the chiddush that he just said? That a wife has a din like a maidservant, and she could do anything she wants if he made an early Shabbos, except do something for him. I'm saying this is wild. That's one thing that he says.
One of the sheets of the schedule says the women should like days 77 minutes.
That's the most lechatchila way, as we'll see. Well, that's
light candles as long as it's not.
You're talking about.
Our sheets here.
And talking about a regular Shabbos, it says that ideally she should light 10 minutes after?
Early minute 6:45, early candlelight at 6:55.
That just means not before. No. That means that's Plaga Mincha. That's just another way of saying that's Plaga Mincha. She's not allowed to light before it's then.
It should be not after a certain time, rather than not before.
Right, but not before it has. The reason why it says that is because that's Plaga Mincha. She can't light before Plaga Mincha. She lights candles before Plaga Mincha. She didn't light Shabbos candles. So okay, so leave that. So that's not a, that's so we have to maybe rephrase that. That's one point. So Rav Moshe says this is proper. It's proper that a woman shouldn't do malacha for her husband once he's mekabel early Shabbos. Then Rav Moshe comes out with another chiddush. Rav Moshe comes out with a chiddush and says maybe there should be a difference in the nature of why someone is mekabel Shabbos. Let's give you an example. This is mostly nogea for a bungalow colony and a camp. Camps deal with children. They don't want to start Shabbos late because the kids go to sleep too late. So camps want to, the whole camp is going to have one big minyan at 6:30, 6:45. You're coming up from the city and there's a lot of traffic on Route 17. You're coming up to visit your whoever in camp. You pull into camp at 7:20, plenty of time. The sun is still shining for another 25, 30 minutes. But the camp is running a couple Shabbos. So what's the halacha there? Park your car outside of the camp. You can't drive your car into camp because since the whole city was Mekabel Shabbos or the bungalow colony was Mekabel Shabbos, your nigrar, you follow the robe of the city, that's the only minion there, and you can't do malacha. The city was ready Mekabel Shabbos. In Lawrence, in Faraka, that never happens because there's always an early minion and a late minion. But in a camp where there's only one shul or a bungalow colony, you're stuck. Moshe says a gigantic chiddush. Moshe says maybe. Why were people Mekabel Shabbos early? Because of a frumkeit or because of a convenience? I'll tell you the litmus test. What do you do in January on Friday afternoon? Do you also Mekabel Shabbos an hour and a half early? Definitely not. So that shows why you do it in the summer, because it's convenient. Ramosha suggests, if it's for convenience, maybe that's not called a Kabbalah Shabbos that binds everybody else. And that would be true in a camp and a bungalow colony. If they're doing it because they're frum, it's a very frum camp, and because of the frumkeit and the avas ha-shabbos ha-kedusha, they want to have the children to have 45 minutes more of kedushas Shabbos, okay. Then it's binding. I never come in. Yeah, it is. I know, but you know, there's not even the rabbi of the camp doesn't make an early Shabbos in the middle of December and January. Says Rav Moshe, similarly, when a family is Mekabel Shabbos early, well, I'm Mekabel Shabbos early, me, Uri Orly. Why? Only because I want my little kids to get to bed earlier. If we would make Shabbos at 8 o'clock, we're going to get home for shul at 9 o'clock. I start my meal at 9 o'clock, my meal will end at 11 o'clock. My second graders are going to sleep at 11 o'clock. I'll be a wreck tomorrow, the next day. So we make early Shabbos. So why am I being Mekabel Shabbos? Not because of frumkai, because of a convenience. Suggests Rav Moshe, maybe if you're not doing it as a frumkai, just as a convenience, why should your wife be bound by what you want to do as a convenience? There's no reason why your wife should be bound. It's not a minute tov. It's not a minute of anything. Your wife should be, what? Probably. A wife or family shouldn't be bound to anything. What do you want to do out of your own convenience? It's meaningless. It's your own convenience. So therefore, Moshe says, Mikra Hadin, you don't have to, your wife doesn't follow you, your children don't follow you, because it's just out of convenience. The only thing he does conclude with this wild finish is that maybe your wife shouldn't do malacha for you once you're already Mekabel Shabbos. Okay. Those are Ramosha's, that's how Ramosha passes this child. So, according to Ramosha, a woman can be Mekabel Shabbos later,
than her husband, but she shouldn't do malacha for him. Comes the Rav Vosner, and we'll finish with this Shuvah Rav Vosner in Chelik Zayin Siman Lamed Hey, and he takes Rav Moshe to task. Every point that Rav Moshe said, he argues on. Every point, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And he says, look at the first line, L'halacha yirah l'anani yistai tisha isha negreres achar kabal shabbos shabbal. A woman 100% is drawn after her husband. So you ask, through what mechanism? If through what is a woman tied to her husband's kabal shabbos? He says, for three reasons. Look what we have here, A, 2, and 3. It should have been 1, 2, and 3. He says, number one, we have a concept of miut and rov. What does miut and rov mean? Why does the miut follow the rov? Because the more rov is more significant, and the miut is less significant. Because the less significant should follow the more significant. I guess the Rav Vosner felt that the man is the, I don't know, he's the balabas. And what he says should go. And the woman is like the miut, and she follows the rov. It's a very funny svara, no? What happens if there are seven girls and one chauvinistic father? So he's the rov because he's big daddy, and the seven girls have to, they're the rov. It's a funny svara. I hear what he's saying. He's saying the man is the ikar of the house in a certain sense, which is funny because we say the woman is the akeres habayis. So, okay, but that's the svara. Okay, that's it. Number two. He says, oh, ishto kegufa. Ishto kegufa. She's me. If I was mekabel Shabbos earlier, and ishto kegufa, you know, it's, I don't know how to say it in Yiddish, knipt and gebunden. It's tied together. If the man is mekabel, so the woman is ishto kegufa, so she also automatically should be mekabel, has mekabel Shabbos.
Let me ask an interesting question. The husband is in Israel.
Oh, yeah. No, that obviously can't be. Yeah, so if the husband's in Israel, we're not going to say that the woman has to accept Shabbat 7 hours early. That's not even an option because before Plaga Mincha, and she can't even do whatever she wants.
Okay.
Let's say the husband's in in the Catskills and she's home. So we would say Ishto Kegufo. He went to the camp to be a speaker in residence at a camp, and she's home with the kid. Yeah, that's hard to imagine also. Right. You're saying, Safir's asking, if you say it's a local thing, if the house has to be established by the husband in the house, but they're not in the house, Ishto Kegufo isn't bound by that. Okay, fine. Let's see the third star. The third star is what we said. It's a pasuk in Megillah Esther. Leos kolish sarer beveso medaber kolshon amal, which was the takana of Achashverosh, that was Achashverosh's takana, that the man should decide the language spoken in the house. In other words, the man should be the balabos. What he says goes on some level. Obviously, with the appropriate covet to the woman of the house and the respect and the cherishing and the love and everything else. But on a certain level, the man is the kaveya, certainly as far as halachas and minhagim go. So here too. And again, I'll say, really? This isn't a minhag, this is a convenience. So you see, every one of his proofs are quite weak in his argument against Ramosha. But that's okay, because Ramosha's argument was also quite weak. So we don't have so much to go on here. And he also finishes off saying, I don't understand this truth of Ramosha. Ramosha says that because you're Mekabel Shabbos out of convenience, not out of frumkeit, that's any less significant. Kabbal Shabbos is Kabbal Shabbos. What's the difference if you were Mekabel Shabbos because of convenience or because you're really frum and you love Kedusha and you want an extra half hour of Kedusha? There's no difference. Kabbal Shabbos is Kabbal Shabbos. Either it's binding or it's not binding on a family or not. So Halach Lamaisa, the Shevet HaLevi is convinced by these three arguments, which you and I believe they're not. I believe they're not strong arguments. But he says that Itako, whenever the husband's Mekabel Shabbos, which is around what time? Plaga Mincha is when he starts Kabbal Shabbos. About 15 minutes later, they get to Mizmor Shir after Luchadodi. About 15 minutes after Plaga Mincha, around there, 12, 15 minutes after Plaga Mincha, when the early Mincha person is Mekabel Shabbos, that's when the wife should be Mekabel Shabbos. So if my wife would ask me, Uri, when should I light candles, which happens every Friday afternoon, I do the following calculation. I say, Mikra Hadin, you could go as long as you want. you know, you could go even after Amikoshas, like Ramosha, Mikradin. Yeah, Ramosha's Machra, don't cook anything for me in that time once I was Mikal Shabbos. But if you want to shower, put makeup and arrange whatever and talk on the phone, call your sister, no problem. Oh, but if I say if you can, if you're not in a big rush, you could be Machmir, like the Shev Talevi, then let's think. If Minchas at 6:20, that means plagues at 6:30. 12, 15 minutes after plagues, that's when I'm gonna be Mikal Shabbos. So 6:45, I'll be Mikal Shabbos. You should try, if you can, 25 minutes after I go to Mincha, which is about 15 minutes after Plag, which is around the time when Uri Orli and when the husband will be being Mekama Shabbos, that would be L'chadchila, if you could do it. But if it's a pressure, then we have Ramosha who says you could go on, just to be Machmir, to try as a Chumrah, just as a Chumrah, not to do anything for the wife, specifically for the husband, so that it shouldn't be like L'mani Yinafesh Ben Amasecha. It shouldn't be like a maidservant in that aspect.
What would one say?
It happens to be, by the way, that my Rebbe, Mordechai Willig's Mahalach, is that the wife could keep on doing Malacha as long as she wants, like the Ikar Din of Ramosha. He doesn't mention this Chumra of Ramosha of not doing it for the husband. But it's not proper. Once the husband comes home from shul, it shouldn't be that it's Shabbos for the husband and not for the wife. That's not right. So therefore, what he likes to say is you have a simon. If the front door is open, that means the husband is invited into the house. If the front door is closed, that means the husband should sit on the steps and wait till his wife opens the door. That means that she was Mekabel Shabbos, and now he can come in. That's that's how Rabbi Will likes to say.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.